This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, yes, it is another live edition of the Video Game Review coming to you from downtown San Francisco, the home studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Hello everybody, once again, it's Rick Tittle, that's me, you're you, and we're going to talk video games for the next hour, normally on Sports Byline USA and also on SB Nation Radio, which I'm proud to be on as well. We talk sports 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, not really. It's 6 days and 23 hours a week because it's 1 hour we devote to video game talk. And I'm a gamer like you. I'm not a developer. I'm not in anybody's back pocket. I'll tell you what I think is good, bad, ugly, and in between. But it's a collaborative effort because my tastes are not always your tastes, although mi casa is su casa. But still, I want to know what you're playing. What's good? What's overhyped? What's underhyped? You know, we're in the golden age of video games, but that doesn't mean that everything's great. There's still a lot of garbage out there. So let's sift through it together. We'll do it at the toll-free line, which works all over North America. 1-800-878-PLAY. See? Play. 1-800-878-7529. Say what you want to say in the world of video games and get them out there. It's not just sports video games, all video games. If you want to go way back to the early days, I'm old enough to have played that stuff. And then the latest and greatest and everything in between. Overseas, 0-0-800-878-PLAY. Very proud and privileged of being on the American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries on The Voice. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, wherever you are. Thank you for keeping us safe and our allies. And hope you see you at home very, very soon. We know the troops love their video games. Also, you can listen to us stream through sportsbyline.com. Any emails to me, and that's where we give away a cheat code at the end of the show. Send us to Rick at sportsbyline.com. That's also how I'll give away the game at 40 after, as I always do, a brand new game. Also, SBNationLive.com as we stream through that website as well. And then on some apps, TuneIn Radio and iHeartRadio will get it. Also, Stitcher with podcasts of the broadcast. And on your TV set in 35 million homes, it's CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, channel 2, and your local cable provider. And the Twitter is at Rick Tittle. It is the Video Game Review. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Hope you had a lot of turkey, and let's talk video games on the other side of the Video Game Review.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey,
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Hey, when do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets from anywhere using your Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. And Blink works with Alexa.
Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a brilliant way to monitor your holiday package deliveries. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday. That's BlinkProtect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company.
The Video Game Review.
All right. As I said, I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving out there. Still getting in on the Thanksgiving weekend here, barely. Did you a little tryptophan up in your bad self? Did you watch a little football, that type of stuff? Did the football make you depressed? Did it make you happy? Either way, we turn to our friend that is always there. Yes, our video game console, our PC, handheld, arcade, what have you. I am Rick Tittle. The doctor is in, apparently, cathartic edition of the show. We'll give a brand new game away at 40 after with a very rudimentary, easy question to answer to obtain that game. And also your calls throughout the show. A lot of times I have guests who are scheduled. It's a holiday weekend, so did not pursue a guest. You be my guest. Angela Lansbury, Candlesticks, be my guest, be my guest. You know the rest. Or if you don't, 1-800-878-PLAY. What have you been playing this weekend? It's, as I said, it's such a feast and famine time in video games. And this tends to happen around Black Friday, which of course we had. And they try to get, you know, we always hear the stats that some people say that, it's a fifth of everything we're going to sell the year. And then some businesses say it's half of what we're going to sell this year. But I basically had three games come out within the space of really a month. And it's, I don't know, it's, I wish I had enough time in the day. Red Dead 2, Fallout 76, and now with Battlefield 5, which I picked up this week. Where can I find the time? Now, if I'm being completely, and then of course we have Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee, which I'm going to talk about as well. But in all honesty, these games, in order of me looking forward to them, I think I was looking most forward to Fallout 76. And then Battlefield 5, because I'm still loving Battlefield 1, getting back to its World War II roots in Battlefield 5. And then also looking forward to Red Dead 2. Now, a lot of times I've said over and over, and been doing this show some 15 years, don't buy a game because everybody else is buying it. Try to avoid the hype. And my lesson for that was Halo 2. I didn't really like Halo, to tell you the truth. I liked Killzone much better on the PS2. But Halo got so hyped, and there were commercials during the Super Bowl, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, you got to hit Halo 2. You got to get Halo 2 for the Xbox 360. And I did, and I didn't really like it. I thought, why didn't I buy this when I knew I didn't like it? So fast forward to Red Dead. Red Dead is a great game. Original Red Dead, not Red Dead Revolver, but Red Dead Redemption. And I'm thinking, you know, it's just the Rockstar games. I'm more into FPS games by DICE or the RPG type games, third person from the people, good people, Bethesda, Elder Scrolls, Skyrim, you know, the Fallout games. GTA, every GTA game I buy over the years, it gets hyped up. I buy it, and all I do is I use cheat codes and I pull people out of vans and I maybe do three missions. Is that fair to get a full experience from the game? Absolutely not. And it's because I get impatient. And the combat I've always found in Rockstar games is very wonky. You know, there is an auto aim, but it's not intuitive. It's not like, you know, Battlefield 4 or Battlefield Bad Company 2, where you pull your gun up and, you know, look through the sights and then start shooting, and you just feel an accuracy and a power and as much realism as you can get in a video game. The other ones, you just feel like you have these little BB guns going pew, pew, pew. And a lot of times these games, they pull the joystick out of your hand. Like, that's why I don't like the Naughty Dog type of games. I don't like the Drake's Fortunes types of games. I didn't like The Last of Us because I just felt like I was watching a movie. And then when it did come time to do something, it would say, press square to put the ladder down. Okay, now press X real fast to climb up it. Okay, now watch for 10 minutes. What am I doing here? I want to play a game. I don't need backstory. I don't need what's my motivation to the method acting. I just want a game to be fun. And if the storylines, it's not that I'm against storylines. If the storylines are there, and you understand what's going on and why people are doing what they're doing, can it add to it? Absolutely, it can add to it. I'm just telling you, I don't need it. I just want to play a fun game. I can have no rhyme or reason to what's going on. So Red Dead, playing, let's just get to that first right now with these three games I got going on. Red Dead 2 is a beautiful game. And I love the cinematic thing where you can you know, I think, oh my gosh, I got to travel over there and I can't fast travel yet and I can't get on a train. Well, there's a cinematic thing, and that's just plot your course and then press R1 and R2 and L1 together on my PS4, and you just watch the guy ride. I think that's a genius invention. But the combat is just, I find it a chore. It's not intuitive. And so I started thinking to myself, this is, you know, it's GTA in the Old West is what it is. It's a very, and this game has so many things that are hidden, so many Easter eggs. There's, you know, we talked about the flying saucers and all this, but deep down I'm thinking, you know, I'm a Bethesda and I'm more of a DICE guy. So I need me some Fallout 76 to come. That's what I need, right? Okay, so then Fallout 76 comes a couple weeks ago, which I pre-ordered. I get that. And the good news for me is it plays exactly like Fallout 4, Fallout 3 did on the PS4 and PS3 respectively. It plays just like those games. You're still picking up stuff. It's just that there's people out there. And as I was saying last week on the show, the first two people I ran into killed me both times. And it filled me with so much rage. It's just because it's not like the kind of thing like, you know, Call of Duty where somebody kills you and you respawn and you exact your revenge. In fact, somebody could kill you and you can kill them the next five times in a row and mock them. So once I got past a certain point and I started building my my house again. It's not the same type of thing. It does feel weird. And I'll give Mr. Howard and the people in Bethesda, the Pete Hines of the world, I'll give them credit for creating that sort of nervous feeling. Because before with Fallout, what were you nervous about? You were nervous about being invaded by NPCs and bots. And honestly, I never was with my spray and pray. It was a 50 cal with exploding bullets, 45 caliber bullets. The only way I could kill myself would be to kill myself, would be shoot at my feet and blow my power armor off, which I had, you know, a jetpack on, and I had a visor, and everything living would pop up red. And so I give them credit for making it a little more nerve-wracking. I liked it better when it wasn't nerve-wracking. Not that you're scared, but this is the ad you're venturing through. There could be some 12-year-old, and I think the guy was 12 years old. There could be some 12-year-old who's 20 levels higher than you that just feels like killing you. And they do say if you walk away, it won't hurt. Well, both times it hurt, and then I started fighting back. So I don't know, and I don't want to pick pacifist. You can pick pacifist, meaning no one can touch you. That just seems too weak to me to pick pacifist. It's like that, you know, Assassin's Creed in Egypt, the educational thing where, oh, no violence. I just want to see the evisceration of a mummy and put the organs in canoptic jars. That's what I want to see. So we're here to talk video games with you. As I said, I'm in the midst of three games, and yet another one has come out this week. And we'll do that next. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, around the world, American Forces Radio. What have you been playing? Coming up next segment, by the way, we're going to give away a brand new game. If you want to get in, though, 1-800-878-PLAY. So I got Battlefield 5. Now, you got to remember, I'm the biggest Battlefield fan in the world. Battlefield 1943 is what really got me hooked. That was really when I started playing online against real people. What was that, about 10 years ago? Before that, I never really felt like playing with other people. I was too shy. Well, I don't know, with people. I'm not the guy with the headset and the microphone, which helps with squads. And I know people that like to play in squads. I like to play by myself, but of course against real people. the game, it's funny, when you have something that you love so much, it can feel a little bit weird at first. And I liked Battlefield 4 so much that when Battlefield 1 came out, it felt a little bit different, but it still felt, the controls felt tight and they felt the same. The Battlefield game so far, it sort of has a little bit like when after the kill screen you see guys move, it has kind of a hardline feel to it. Battlefield Hardline to me was a failed attempt of making Battlefield into a Grand Theft Auto type of game. You might remember it. It was, you know, you were gangsters and or else you were the po-po and you drove around and everybody kind of looked simian-like and they had dumb weapons and it just was not a good game. And it was a Battlefield game. It's called Battlefield Hardline. And I played it forever and ever and ever hoping it would grow on me, and it never did. And then luckily Battlefield 1 came out and saved the franchise. So this game is, first of all, I'm just going to say it's very good. I haven't been able to play the whole thing yet. I haven't been out there on skis, skiing on the top of trains. I haven't had enough time. As I said, I just picked it up this week. But there are a few things that do bug. And there are some bugs in this game. One place I've already been trapped. I mean, that can happen now and then. It's just that these people at DICE, that's Digital Illusions Computer Entertainment in Stockholm, Sweden, they have set the bar so high. I always felt that in a Battlefield game, when you watch the making of and you see these guys and girls going to places where they have the actual weaponry and recording what this sounds like, it always felt to me like when I was using a gun in Battlefield that it had a kick to it, that had a powerful sound to it. This, to me, it seems like they have like a Call of Duty sound. The Call of Duty, if you ever shot a gun in Call of Duty, it's like tearing paper. It's like, or it's like, it's like, it, to me in this game, it sounds like every gun has a suppressor on it. Big silencer, because everything's like, I don't know, it just doesn't have that huge kick and feel to it that it used to have. Also, it has a thing where when you die, and this was sped up from the beta, but every time you die, you can either raise your hand and go, help me, help me. And if you're a medic class, you can cure anyone. If someone's in your squad, you can cure them not as fast. And you stand there and you cure them and you come back with full health. But if you don't want someone to save you, then you hold down on a PS4, you hold down R2, and then that speeds up your respawn, so to speak. You just die, you bleed out. And in the beta, you'd sit there forever. And so that's kind of a pain. It's like I said with Fallout last week, it was a real, I don't know what was behind the sort of, I mean, yes, it's a survival game, but the eating and the drinking, it's like you're thirsty, drink something. You're hungry, eat something. It's just way too much. You know, to me, if you want to make it realistic, I mean, how often do you have to eat? You know, I would think at least 3 hours of gameplay. but no, it's more like, you know, 10 minutes, 5 minutes of gameplay. Oh, you're thirsty. And it's like, well, that's not realistic. All right. It is a game. But getting back to Battlefield 5, there are a lot of cool maps. Some of the maps are just amazing. And I think about like the map in Tobruk in North Africa and the vistas and the bridge and just how huge it all is. But I don't feel like when I'm running out there that I'm like strapped. I don't feel like I have. I mean, all the guns that I've earned so far, and I've earned, you know, the ones you can spawn with in each of the four classes. And then also the, you know, I played enough where I got the next one. There's nothing to me that's pretty cool yet. And you know, maybe it's supposed to be that way right now. I mean, maybe it is. But I don't really have that same sort of bold feeling to it. Like, to me, if you ask me which game is better, I would say Battlefield Bad Company 2 is better. I would say Battlefield 4 is better. I'd see Battlefield 1 is better. Maybe not graphically, but just for the fun factor. Now, as I said, some of these maps, like the Nijmegen map, one of the bridges too far in Holland, it's just outstanding. They really are. And that's why I prefer these games to the bull in a china shop Call of Duty games where, I mean, to me, every Call of Duty map is virtually the same. You know, it's about the size of a basketball court with... And I love the game. It's just a different kind of game. It's more arcadey. But then again, you know, as I said, when you play a game and it feels a little bit new, it's going to feel a little different. It's not going to feel the same. They did have, I was playing on Frontlines, and I was also playing Grand Operations. They don't have Rush, which is my favorite mode, which I find disappointing. But I'm okay with it. I won't cry about it. But all of a sudden, they went into this Battle Royale mode. And so I got into a church tower, and it's like, oh, the map is shrinking. Why do you have to give in? You know, why do you have to do it? Everybody has to be Fortnite now. With Call of Duty, we saw the same thing. Oh, Call of Duty, back out, and it's like, oh, now it's a whole new, everybody has to have it. I can tell you that Call of Duty, and this is another game, it's still new. I mean, I had to stop playing Black Ops 4 right then, too, when I got Red Dead. But I know these are first world problems, and they're good problems to have because they're not really problems. But one of my point is that, you know, you're playing these games and then, you know, all of a sudden you're in a whole different world. Battlefield 4, the modern weaponry, it never got too crazy. Battlefield 1, of course, was a little frustrating because some of the weapons were so, you know, obtuse. But still, I find the Battlefield 1 weapons are more effective and these guns they have now, it's early days. But like some of these submachine guns they give you, they just jiggle beyond belief. The most steady gun that you can get when you start is the Sten. And the Sten was basically a pipe and a spring. it was kind of a garbage gun, but it has the less amount of, it doesn't have very good range. The airplanes are amazing. The fighters, the bombers, the Junkers, the tanks are really cool. I did wonder how when I was in a Panzer, this little motor car was able to blow me up, and we each shot each other three times. And I'm like, is he hitting my gas tank or something? So suffice to say, as you go through, and then of course you get this great single player variety as well. And I should say campaign. And I've been waiting to really dive into the campaign when my Wi-Fi is down. That's what I wait for that. And in the campaign, you have Nordeals, or Nordlys. It's the point of view of a Norwegian resistance fighter, and that's the sabotage of the German nuclear program, and you can earn some multiplayer games. Tira Yu tells the story of a Senegalese fighter during Operation Dragoon. Under No Flag puts the player in the shoes of a guy named Billy Bridger, a convicted bank robber, an explosive expert, and he was forced into the special boat service in Operation Albumin. And then in their fourth campaign, The Last Tiger. These I did get the I paid the full $80 so I could get all the DLC. So what did I save, like $10? And I can't. Then if you know you're going to get the DLC, I do recommend getting the just paying the extra $20 now, than getting them piecemeal and waiting for they'll automatically download at that point. So the battle royale mode, by the way, they call it Firestorm, and to me, it's just something that they threw in. It's not engaging. It's just for people who, you know, just to say I have it. And I was like, oh, you know, it's sort of like the people would say this knee-jerk reaction. Does it have Battle Royale? Of course it has Battle Royale. Oh, okay then. You know, it's like BioShock is one of my favorite games of all time on the 360. And then BioShock had a PvP mode. And it has to be the most garbage PvP mode multiplayer I've ever seen. It's just basically running around with almost like PS1 graphics, just to say we have it. And this game at times does feel a little bit rushed, but the variety and the maps and how big it is, I can't give it a full, I mean, right now, if I was forced to give this a rating, I'd give it a 7.5. And I love this type of game. You know, a 7.5 is a good game. It's just not the outstanding game. So right now, I like Fallout 4 better than Fallout 76. I like Battlefield 4 and Battlefield 1, the Red Dead is not my cup of tea. So all three of these games right now are huge, and I'm not satisfied. Come on back.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, on American Forces Radio as well. Sports Byline, sportsbyline.com, also SB Nation and SBNationLive.com. It's 40 after. It's time I give away a brand new game. This game's been out a little bit, but it's still in the new phase. It's just been out a month. It is NHL 19. This game is on the PS4 and the Xbox One. I have it here for the PS4. I know. Just tell me in an email, send them to rick@sportsbyline.com, and the first one to get the correct answer wins. Just tell me which team Brent Burns plays for. What NHL team does all-star and Canadian national team member Brent Burns, the Norris Trophy winner last year, the blue liner, what team does he play for? Let me know at rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. NHL 19 from EA Vancouver EA Sports, rated E for everyone. And I can tell you back in the days with the Genesis, like 1990, that first NHL game on the Genesis was so awesome. And it still continues. But I know for the last couple of years there are some people that have been complaining because they thought that the skating was a little slow. They have a brand new skating technique this time around. They also have a dramatic improvement across the physical side of things, the wince-inducing big hits and such things. But this game, if you think about what the flagship is on this NHL 19, it's called the World of Chell. And Chris Chelios, one-stop shop for all your online team play needs. You go to a hub, you create a skater to drop into the EASHL, it's EA Sports Hockey League. That's in the competitive mode. You can just do a drop-in game for the arcade mode, or you can go into the threes. You can go into the ones. That puts three skaters on the ice in this sort of festival outdoor atmosphere, and you're outside and you can show how good you are to everybody else. Now, if you're intimidated or just you need time to get up to speed from the competition, you can sharpen your skills in a pro-am mode that pits you against AI. And the AI is modern star players and also NHL legends as well. And then you have a better chance getting into the EASL. But the franchise mode fans who were kind of frustrated that things kind of look the same, it's a reworked scouting system. So users will now have a stable of up to 20 scouts responsible for finding your diamond in the rough, keeping them away from rival rosters if you want. And then if you're more into a fantasy-oriented approach, you can go to the Ultimate Team. That's been reinvigorated because of healthy injection of NHL legends as well. And there's sort of, you could see, I mean, these additions are nice, and some people might say it's not like Madden or FIFA. It's just not as in-depth. But to me, it's about as in-depth as you need. Sometimes less is more, and there's still plenty. Now, you might say the auction system doesn't need to be in there. You know, tracking the bids from a simple screen if you want to see how much better the experience is from the Ultimate Team. But if you think about, by the way, is Gretzky in there? Oh, Gretzky's in there. There's no doubt. He's part of some of those hero teams But they call it the Real Player Motion Tech and the RPM Tech. And EA says, quote, it delivers explosive edge skating, enabling more control, acceleration, and responsiveness up and down the ice. RPM Tech combines with brand new physics collision technology that makes jaw-dropping hits more lifelike, varied, and satisfying. Also, I mean, you talk about new customizations for your character. Over 900. That's right, over 900. Do you need that many? People say, oh, it's not as good as Madden. Okay, fine. It's not as good as Madden. I love this game. I like it better than Madden, to tell you the truth. I just have always been a huge, and I love Madden, don't get me wrong. I've just always been a huge NHL fan, and I've never thought they mailed it in like they did a couple of Maddens. But it is improved. It is better, and the skating is better. The checking is better. And you'll get the commentary from Doc Emmerich and Eddie Olczyk. I had a chance to interview Eddie Olczyk some years ago. Talk about a guy going to the Olympics when he was a teenager. Pretty cool. I mean, but you hear Doc Emmerich. I mean, he's the voice of hockey. You hear him, at least in America. I know Don Cherry is Hockey Made in Canada or Hockey Night in Canada. But it's a great game. So once again, what team is Brent Burns on? And if you get it right, send your guess to rick@sportsbyline.com. And if you get it right, I'll send you the first player for the PS4 NHL 19 from EA Sports.
It's in the game.
All right. Now, if it wasn't enough, this embarrassment of riches of games we have right now, those of you on the Switch have either picked up one or the other, maybe both. I don't know why you'd pick up both if you have one Switch, but Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Pokemon Let's Go Eevee. Game Freak made this, published it by the Pokemon Company. It's the first installment of the main Pokemon series for the Switch. It's the first game of the main series to be launched, and they're basically enhanced remakes of the games from 1998. What's that, 20 years ago? When you think about Pokemon Yellow, and the game features integration from Pokemon Go, which has breathed new life into the lungs of that game, and also a new optional controller, Pokeball Plus. So you're back on your phones now, finding Pokemon out on the streets and sending them back. But these games set, and they always sell two of them, which is smart because mom, I need one, and blah blah needs the other. All right, I'll get both. I told you Nintendo's smart, but it's set in the Kanto region, and it goes back to the original 151 Pokemon, Pocket Monsters, as they was known. That's where we get the term Pokemon, if you didn't know. And in addition to their respective Mega Evolve forms from Pokemon X and Y and Omega, Ruby, Alpha, Sapphire, the Alolan forms from Sun and Moon. So there's common elements from the main series, such as battling NPC Pokemon trainers and gym leaders. It's the same type of thing, but instead of battling like the traditional battle system from the other Pokemon RPGs, the catching of the Pokemon creatures uses a different mechanic, and that's sort of based on more of the Pokemon Go. And then you're going to be throwing Pokeballs at wild Pokemon. It's funny because for me, the Pokemon game I played the most was on the N64 called Pokemon Snap, where you were Ash and you would visit Professor Oak, and you were basically on rails, and you had to like throw apples to get things to do something, and then take a picture with your camera, and then you'd try to get Mew and Mewtwo and the stars and all that. And yes, I did play it. But so you can start with either a Pikachu or an Eevee, depending on the version, and that'll sit on the character's shoulder in the overworld, and that mechanic is similar to the walking Pokemon mechanic, which we saw in Yellow, as I said, and then the Pikachu in Yellow, the Pikachu followed you through the entire game. So it's wiggle its tail and give you things like that. Plus the antagonist faction, Team Rocket, Jesse, James, and Meowth. Meowth, the only Pokemon who can talk. Damn, Rick, you know a lot about this. Yeah, I do. But as I said, the optional controller, the Pokeball Plus, it's shaped like a Pokeball, and it features an analog stick, motion control support, HD rumble feedback, lighting effects, and it kind of doubles as a capture button in case the player doesn't want to use the motion controls. But during Nintendo's E3 Direct presentation, that was in June, it revealed that it would come with a Mew that would be transferred into the game. I have not seen that just yet. But the sales in Japan were off the chart in the opening weekend, which is, as I said, this is a game that just came out on the 16th. The opening weekend in Ichiban Nippon, was 661,000 retail units. And that quadrupled the Nintendo Switch hardware sales in a week, if you can believe that. Well, you want to play it, you need a Switch, don't you? In the UK, the game came out, and it beat out Fallout 76. And also a huge impact on Switch sales. This is why Nintendo, they march to their own drummer, and they always seem to get it right. All right, let's take a look at what's coming out new this week. And these are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise that mentioned. Darksiders 3. This is on the PC, the PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. Return to an apocalyptic planet, Earth, in Darksiders 3, a hack-and-slash adventure game. Ark Survival Evolved on the Switch, open-world dinosaur survival game. Skyforce Reloaded. This is on the PS4, the PC, and the iPhone. Top down, shoot 'em up in the spirit of classic arcade blasters. Toki on the Nintendo Switch. 20 years after the release of the original classic platformer Toki by TAD Corporation, the crazy ape has evolved. Inky Pen. This is DLC on the Switch, subscription-based application for reading comments using the Nintendo Switch. Asterix and Obelix XXL 2 HD. This is a mouthful, and it's on the One and the Switch. Asterix and Obelix XXL 2 HD. This is Mission Las Vegas. It takes you on an action-packed tour of the astonishing Las Vegas theme pack. Gundamoniums on the Vita and the 4. Play the first three titles in the Gundamonium series with Gundamoniums, a collection of the intense pixel-style action. Nairi, Tower of Shirin. Nairi, Tower of Shirin, with a colon in there and some entrails. It's a charming graphic adventure with adorable characters within a troubled world. That's on the Switch. Mars Chaos Menace. This is a shooter on the 4. Monster Boy and the Cursed Kingdom on the Switch. Bullet Age also makes it to the Switch. Grab a friend and blast dash and slash your way through the mutated characters and huge bosses and challenging platforms. Iris.fall on the PC, Dark Failtary adventure game. Players are challenged with solving clever puzzles. The Shape-Shifting Detective. This is on the Switch, the PS4, and the Xbox One. The Shape-Shifting Detective is a supernatural noir murder mystery FMV game where you play as the detective. Nima is on the PC. In this artistic puzzle-style game, the player assumes the control of Nima, who moves him around on a giant cube. That was my nickname in high school, by the way, giant cube. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back with a cheat code. Send your requests to Rick at sportsbyline.com, and we'll see you in a second.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. And we close out the show in our customary fashion by giving a cheat code to a request from a listener. And write to me, rick@sportsbyline.com. And I like giving them out for older games because they still go strong, and I have a nostalgic feeling for them. This email comes from Tom Turkey. I like that. Tom Turkey says, Rick, Bubble Bobble Revolution on the DS, how do I play in the classic mode, and are there bonus levels? I heard there are. Thank you. Yes, let's start off with those bonus levels. At the title screen, press left, right, left, right, left, right, right, select, and then touch the door. How about that? Once again, at the title screen. Left, right, left, right, left, right, right, select, and then touch the door. To play in the classic version, Bubble Bobble Revolution on the Nintendo double screen, first you have to defeat the boss with just two players. And then at the title screen, press left, right, select, left, left, select. Once again, defeat the boss with just two players. And at the title screen, press left, right, left, select, left, left, select, and you can play Super Bubble Bobble in classic version in Bubble Bobble Revolution. Double Trouble Barney Rubble. Thank you for writing in, and the email works all week, rick@sportsbuying.com. Congratulations to the winner of NHL 19, whoever that is. I'll check after the show. And we'll see you next week on the Video Game Review.